Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
98.7, 1330 KNSS, Steve at 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, here on a Friday morning, 37 degrees. The yearly March for Life is scheduled for today in Washington, D.C.
Organizers say the 46th annual March for Life will go on as planned, regardless of the partial government shutdown. The march, done as a protest of abortion, is set for today at noon. The event is usually planned on or around the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the 1973 Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion. Counter-protesters are expected at the event, and a warning on the March for Life website tells participants not to engage with them. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Wichita police are investigating a case of possible animal cruelty.
KSN News reports that the Wichita Animal Action League says a female pit bull was dumped near Main and Orme on Monday night. They believe the dog was repeatedly bred for puppies and forced to fight. The dog was found shot from point-blank range. A $5,500 reward has been set for information leading to an arrest in the case. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation, along with Lincoln County Sheriff's Office, looking for a missing Kansas woman.
In February of 2018, the KBI was requested by the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office to join the investigation into the disappearance of 39-year-old Glenna Bullard. Bullard is a white female, 5'11", approximately 180 pounds, with brown hair and green eyes. She was last seen in the area of Kansas Highway 18 and Highway 14 in Lincoln, Kansas, on November 1st of 2017. She was rumored to have headed to Texas but made no contact with relatives there. She was last seen traveling in a blue single-cab pickup around the time of her disappearance. Law enforcement are concerned for her welfare and ask anyone with information about her disappearance to contact the KBI at 1-800-KS-CRIME. Steve Boyer, KNSS News.
A memorial will be held today in California for a female rookie police officer shot and killed in the line of duty.
A memorial will be held today at a pavilion in Davis, California, to honor 22-year-old Natalie Corona. Davis Police Chief Darren Patel said last week that Natalie had graduated from the academy in July. She finished field training a few weeks before she was killed.
Natalie was just full of life and full of energy, and just an absolute pleasure to be around.
She was killed last week while responding to a traffic accident. 48-year-old Kevin Limbaugh rode up on a bicycle and shot and killed her. Then he started shooting at random people before he went back to his house. Police surrounded the home but found him inside dead from what they say is a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Helping people cope with disasters is a big part of the job for the South Central and Southeast Kansas chapter of the American Red Cross, headquartered in Wichita. Executive Director Shannon Wedge tells KNSS News.
We get them there as quickly as we can. 90% of our workforce is our volunteers. So they are the people that are manning the shelters and feeding and doing all of the things that you see on the news.
Shannon Wedge, our guest this weekend on Issues 2019, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A dense fog advisory in effect in Wichita early on. Some mist is possible as we have a storm system moving in from the west that will increase our rain by mid to late afternoon with a high 46. As winds turn to the northeast, colder air moves in. The rain transitions to freezing rain, then snow overnight. Amounts should stay less than a half inch. Charlotte near 20 with gusty north winds, clearing Saturday in 27. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now fog, mist, 37 degrees. We've got a southeast wind gusting to 28 miles per hour. 8:36 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on a Friday morning, and it's time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Les Moonves is going to battle CBS for his severance package, his $120 million severance package.
CBS says former CEO Les Moonves intends to fight for the $120 million severance that he was denied in arbitration. The broadcast company says in a Securities Exchange Commission filing that Moonves is demanding proceedings to challenge the decision. In December, the company's board cited the findings of an internal investigation declaring that Moonves had been fired for cause and would therefore not be eligible help for the $120 million exit package included in his contract. Moonves parted ways with the company following a number of sexual misconduct allegations. Moonves has denied any allegations of non-consensual sex. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Let's take a look at a close-up of one of the stars from The Orville.
The Fox Celebrity Profile on The Orville star Penny Johnson-Gerald, who plays Chief Medical Officer Claire Finn on the show. Season 2 continues to embark on more diplomatic and exploratory missions, featuring its often dysfunctional and diverse crew. And Penny jokes about changes she hopes for in the sophomore year.
Season 2, I thought that it was no longer called The Orville. I thought it was called The Dr. Claire Finn Show.
The series is led by and executive produced by Seth MacFarlane. It has a signature mix of comedy, drama, and sci-fi. And so, with science and space at the center of it, similar to last season, the crew will encounter many more aliens.
The species that you meet in season two will run from familiar territory to, okay, this will be challenging. But I think because of the science in the future, there's nothing that we can't tackle.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Just a few weeks ago, Miley Cyrus got married to actor Liam Hemsworth. Now, there's rumors that she's pregnant.
OK Australia reported yesterday that Miley and Liam weren't only expecting just a child, but they were also given the details that it was going to be a girl and that Miley was, quote, over the moon about it. Well, last night, Miley took to Instagram, posted a photo of herself with that now famous Instagram egg, and wrote, "I'm not egg-specting, but it's egg-cellent to hear everyone is so happy for us. Now can everyone leave me alone and go back to staring at an egg?" Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
Pretty good yolk. Sorry, I cracked.
No. Democrats debate whether to share rapper Cardi B's government shutdown rant.
In a profanity-laced video, rapper Cardi B slammed the Trump administration amid the ongoing partial government shutdown.
This is crazy. Like, our country is in a hellhole right now. All for a war.
Democrats unsure if they should share it. Hawaii Senator Brian Schatz tweeting, trying to decide whether or not to retweet the Cardi B video. Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy replied, OMG, I had the same argument with myself 30 minutes ago. After some debate, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer asked, guys, I'm still holding my breath. Are you going to retweet Cardi B or not? So far, none of them have. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Or you could try to solve the problem of the shutdown.
I'm certainly glad our U.S. senators have nothing better to do than sit around on Twitter and do this.
This is a totally bipartisan, you nitwits.
There you go. Yeah. If I'm one of their constituents, one of the 800,000 people that aren't getting a paycheck and can't pay bills this month, you got your senators sitting there getting paid. They're sitting there on Twitter.
Right.
Looking at stuff from Cardi B.
There you go.
And I'm sure they'll be reelected.
Congressman Estes has said that he is having them withhold his pay, at least. Our congressman.
I'm surprised Moore haven't done that.
He's going to wait until they come back. Good for him.
They should.
Way to go, Ron.
Hey, what's new this weekend at the movies?
Fox on Film.
I'm Michelle Polino.
You think you are superhuman.
M. Night Shyamalan brings together the narratives of Unbreakable and Split, as well as its stars in Glass, Bruce Willis's David Dunn in Pursuit of the Beast, played by James McAvoy, in a series of escalating encounters. While the shadowy presence of Mr. Glass, a.k.a. Elijah Price, Samuel L. Jackson, emerges as an orchestrator who holds the secrets critical to both men. In the political thriller An Acceptable Loss, a former top U.S. security advisor is threatened by associates from her past, including Rachel Burke, played by Jamie Lee Curtis, a commanding politician with a knack for achieving her goals. Colluding with Rachel is Adrian, the patriotic chief of staff.
Wake up.
And finally, adult life skills. Doctor Who fans will get to see the new Doctor Who, Jodie Whittaker, in an indie feature where she plays Anna, someone stuck, living life like a hermit in her mom's backyard shed, trying to get over.
Let's take a look at something that happened 75 years ago today. Okay. It had never been seen before at the Metropolitan Opera House in New York City.
Okay.
For the first time ever, it hosted a jazz concert.
Oh, yeah.
The performers included Louis Armstrong, Lionel Hampton, Artie Shaw, Billie Holiday. Benny Goodman appeared on video from Hollywood. It was all a big fundraiser for war bonds.
All right.
the Met in New York City. How about that lineup?
Great.
My gosh. It was 50 years ago on this day that drummer Pete Best won an out-of-court settlement in his defamation lawsuit against the Beatles. He originally was suing for $8 million. He got much, much less than that.
Was he the drummer, the original drummer?
He was the original drummer.
Yeah.
He took issue with an interview that the guys did with Playboy in 1965 when they were talking about Ringo and how he got in and Best left the group. Lennon and McCartney mentioning that Ringo often sat in with them when Best couldn't make it. The former drummer took exception to the kind of the hinting that his absences were the result of his pill popping.
Oh, okay.
That's neither here nor there, but he filed a lawsuit and he got a little bit of money out of it. That was 50 years ago on this day. 30 years ago today, the induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. How about this class? Inducted were the Rolling Stones, the Temptations, Stevie Wonder, and the late Otis Redding.
That is a
That's a pretty powerhouse class, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Wow.
And there was a tribute to Roy Orbison at that event, who had died the previous month. That was 30 years ago today.
Wow.
Let's finish up with a little bit of Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC.
Today is day 27 of the government shutdown, which is nuts. You remember when Trump said he'd run the government like a business? Turns out the business was Radio Shack. He's
Entertainment news with Steve and Ted right here on The Blur on KNSS.
All right, Ted, 8:43 now, and editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal is going to update us on a big golf tournament that we have every year here in Wichita. That's coming up. Plus, we've got traffic and weather on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.